I'm here with Ronnie Hines, Deputy Chair of the Accounts Commission, to talk about a new report on West Dunbartonshire Council. Ronnie, can you tell us what this report's about?
Yes, this is the latest of our new Best Value Assurance reports, and these look at how effectively a council is managing its services, involving the public in decisions, delivering on its priorities, and providing clear information so people can see how well it's doing. In the past, these reports usually happened because things were going wrong in a particular council. That's the position West Dunbartonshire was in 11 years ago, when the Commission made rare use of its power to hold a public hearing in Clydebank Town Hall. Under the new system, every council will get a best value report at least every 5 years. It's an independent view giving a rounded assessment of how each council is doing.
So what have you found at West Dunbartonshire?
There's no doubt that the council has made significant progress. There's been clear and steady improvement, particularly in the council's priority areas of housing and educational attainment. Local residents also express increasing satisfaction with council services. Critical to all of this has been effective leadership from councillors and officers, sharing a commitment to providing good services to the people of West Dunbartonshire, and that's something the Commission really welcomes.
But aren't the underlying problems facing the area just the same as they were a decade ago?
Yes, that's true. West Dunbartonshire still faces real challenges with a declining population, economic deprivation, and poor health outcomes for many local people. This report confirms, however, that the council is in a strong position, and certainly much better than it was, to tackle these challenges, despite facing a budget gap of nearly £14 million over the next 3 years.
So where does it need to get better?
Well, in recent years, there has been a significant expansion of investment in buildings, roads and other assets, but this work hasn't always been delivered as well as it should be. Improvements to project planning and management are needed to ensure the council has the capacity and the capability to deliver these projects on time and on budget.
So what do you want to see happen next?
In a nutshell, more of the same. To keep up the momentum of improvement it's demonstrated and continue to work closely with local communities and its partner organisations. What we've seen is that clear leadership and constructive working relationships have enabled the council to maintain or improve services while faced with these real social and economic issues. More of this will be needed, together with effective financial and project management, to deal with the challenges that lie ahead.
Ronnie, thank you very much.